Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, everybody, we have some breaking news. As a new player has officially entered the war between the United States, Israel, and Iran, the Houthi rebels just announced they are launching missiles towards Israel just this morning in order to officially enter the war that the United States and Israel started. While this is happening, Donald Trump is ranting on stage about sex, about how everyone around him is a loser, and still rehashing old lies about the 2020 election being stolen. All of these annoying hits that are just, like, honestly, I'm just sick of it now. We are in the middle of a war. Gas prices are spiking. It is affecting everybody I know on a daily basis, including me. Everything is spiking in price. People in my generation who just graduated college recently can't find a job, and things are only getting worse due to this war, due to Trump's policies. And what is he doing? He's on stage ranting like this.
Thank everybody very much. And I'm asked to take a few questions. And unlike other politicians, they would like the questions screened. I don't ask for screening of the questions. You can ask me anything you want. You can talk sex. You can do whatever the hell you want. I'm here for you.
All right. Our president is a weird pig, and you can't ask him about the Epstein files. You can't ask him about, you know, the striking in the Caribbean Sea about 6 months back. He'll freak out about that. If you ask him about anything related to Virginia Giuffre, the woman who killed herself that was trafficked out of Mar-a-Lago, then he'll freak the hell out. But he'll make jokes about sex in the middle of war to act like he's cool and relatable. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We're going to keep breaking this down every single day. Let's just jump in with Donald Trump ranting about Claudia Sheinbaum, the president of Mexico. Early on in his speech, he begins ranting about how when he changed the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, she called him and was like, "What the hell, man?" And you know, this goes back perfectly to something Micah and I, my policy advisor, were talking about a few days back. The Republicans' entire past 2 years, Trump's entire presidency, has been defined by these dumb symbolic wins that don't help anybody and actually make things worse. Like, how many times have they, you know, cheered about the Gulf of America being the new name? Nobody gives a shit. This doesn't help anybody.
Gulf of Mexico is going to be called the Gulf of America. And it took about 1 hour and it was done. Everybody, I mean, the president called me. She's really a nice person, too. I like her a lot. She called up. She had the most beautiful voice. She's a very elegant woman, has a beautiful, beautiful voice. She goes, President, tell me, this is not so. No, it's so. Oh, it's so. And then Google Maps changed it. We won the court case in about 1 hour, and Google Maps.
Okay, this weird, demented ranting about the Gulf of America and about Claudia Sheinbaum is happening as this war is escalating in the Middle East. I want to keep stressing and pointing out that the Houthi rebels just announced this morning they had launched ballistic missiles against Israel. On Saturday morning, a new player entered the war. Donald Trump has claimed 4 times over the past week that the United States has won this war, that this war is over. Meanwhile, we haven't been able to open the Strait of Hormuz. We actually know that Iran is deploying a pretty strategic and a complex, sophisticated method to block the Strait of Hormuz, and the United States cannot reopen it. So Iran's strategy has effectively closed the strait, and the U.S. is considering naval options to secure the waterway. Here are the biggest threats. There are land-based missiles off of Iran's coastline, sea mines. There are attack drones that can, you know, they're unmanned aerial vehicles that can be mass-produced and that can hit these ships. There are small boats. Iran is believed to be deploying some small crew vessels and uncrewed surface vessels to hit the tankers. Submarines. The U.S. has taken out many of Iran's naval assets, their naval naval, their navy was like ancient anyways, but they do have these midget submarines that could potentially pose a threat. So due to this equipment, the United States cannot get a single ship through the Strait of Hormuz, but Trump is simultaneously claiming that we've won this war. I mean, he was asked what he wants his legacy to be, and this dude claims that he's settled 8 wars. I'm going to debunk this after, but make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Look how close we are to 2 million subscribers. That is a huge record for independent media built by a bunch of Gen Zers just pumping out the news and debating all day, every day. We're going to continue to debate, continue to push back. Subscribe below if you want to join the movement, and let's jump into this clip.
My last question, Mr. President, is the same question I asked you last year. What do you want your legacy to be?
Well, I'll tell you what. So I told you that I settled 8 wars. That means millions and millions of people. And some of those wars were going on. One was 34 years. One was 32 years. One was 29 years. One was 22 years. They were long-term wars and a lot of people being killed every year. So I've saved millions and millions of people. And, I mean, I know it doesn't sound right for me to say this, but I'd love my legacy to be made as a great peacemaker.
Honestly, it would be so comforting to live in this level of delusion. Dude, you've started like 4 new wars since you got into office. He just made up a bunch of years. He said that he ended a 37-year-long conflict and then a 22-year-long conflict. Dude, none of this happened. You are completely lying. Trump then begins to slip up repeatedly and say that, you know, the Strait of Hormuz is actually the Strait of Trump. He also just admits that the reason he doesn't call it a war is because that would require congressional approval. Let's watch some of these clips because this speech gets increasingly bizarre from a wartime president. Usually when we think of the president of the United States, we think of somebody who is steady-handed, somebody who is firm. It could be a man or a woman, honestly. I hope we have a woman president someday. But we think of somebody who is overall calm and steady-handed and like a moral beacon for everybody to look to. And when we think of a president of the United States during a time of war, nonetheless, we think of somebody who is uniquely calm and ready to take on any battle. This dude is just a bumbling moron.
But they have to open it up. They have to open up the Strait of Trump. I mean, Hormuz.
That wasn't funny. Why did he say it in such a, smug way?
I mean, Hormuz. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Such a terrible mistake. The fake news will say he accidentally said no.
Dog, we're getting our shit rocked right now. The Strait of Hormuz has been closed for weeks, and it's likely going to define your midterms. You can sit there and joke about the Strait of Trump all you want, but Americans are suffering every single day, and Republicans are going to suffer when the midterms come. Here is where Donald Trump admits why he's not seeking congressional approval. Like, you're not supposed to just say that. You're not supposed to do this, number one. But he's just saying it.
As a leader, and we had a deal. I was going there, and I didn't want to go during the war. I said, look, you know, we have a thing called a war, or as they would rather say, a military operation. This is for legal reasons. I say military, because as a military operation, I don't need any approvals. As a war, you're supposed to get approval from Congress, something like that. So I call it a military operation.
Something like that, says our president, who doesn't understand just a fundamental aspect of the Constitution and the separation of powers. A fundamental aspect of the Constitution was just breezed over by the president. In the clip that you just watched, he went through, in 20 seconds, he went through this series of events. We have a thing called a war. We are currently at war. Well, actually, no, it's not a war. It's a military operation. I say it's a military operation because Congress wouldn't like me to call it a war, so I don't, or something like that. It's something like that. And bro, you just called it a war like 20 seconds before this. Our president is absolutely tweaking, and here's him kind of making fun of a guest name.
We're honored to be joined tonight by many distinguished guests from around the world, including FII Institute Chairman Yasser Al-Rumayyan. Where are you, Yasser? Come here, stand up. Yes, yes, please. What a nice thing. What a nice man. And his son, Faisal. And by the way, I know him really well, but you know, I've never heard his last name. So I'm saying, who the hell is Yasser? I know Yasser. I said, who the hell is that guy? But I know him by Yasser, right? I didn't know if it was your first name, your last name. All I know is he's got a lot of power. All I know is he's got a lot of cash.
Our demented ass president is like somebody's senile grandpa who cannot keep his mouth shut, is getting roped into wars, is extending those wars, is raising prices for everybody. And then he's asked, what is one leadership trait the world is missing right now? And he says, it makes him feel better to be surrounded by losers. I don't even, listen, why would anybody ask Donald Trump what leadership trait the world is missing? My mom is a coach in leadership. She has her PhD and is always coaching people on how to be successful leaders. And she gives me people like Donald Trump as examples on how not to lead whatsoever.
What is the one leadership trait the world is missing right now? What is missing in leadership?
Well, it's winning. You got to win. You know, I've watched a lot of people, leaders, great leaders. And, you know, the one thing about sports is you break it down into, you know, a two-hour period, something nice. You don't have to wait a lifetime to find out is somebody a winner or a loser. You got a lot of losers, mostly losers, fortunately. It's a good thing to have a lot of losers. I always like to hang around with losers, actually, because it makes me feel better. I hate guys that are very, very successful, and you have to listen to their success stories. I like people that like to listen to my success. But I find, and I found this, and I'm only kidding.
He's not kidding. This explains his entire cabinet. He's surrounded by people like Pete Hegseth, Elon Musk for a while, Kash Patel, Pam Bondi, Stephen Miller, J.D. Vance. I mean, that really, really explains his Mike Pence pick and J.D. Vance pick. Mike Pence's political career was dead in the water after Indiana governor, and Donald Trump revived it so Trump could brag about how he revived it. Donald Trump made J.D. Vance's career, or broke it, however you want to look at it, so he could brag about how he's the one who made him. This is just narcissism to a T. This is the way Donald Trump operates. He wants everybody around him to be a loser so he can brag. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social Casino.